क्या था, रूह वही रूह नया।
टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट निर्वाणा इज गेटिंग आउट ऑफ अर्थ्स ग्रेविटी फील्ड। सिंस टाइम इमेमोरियल मैनकाइंड हैज ऑलवेज ड्रीम्ड of getting out of Earth's gravity field and reaching the stars. In all cultures, gods have been depicted as shining beings descending from heaven in flying chariots and blazing machines. Even the Indian saint Sri Ramakrishna explained in a great details how he and Swami Vivekananda came to Earth from distant space. Fascination with stars and space is somehow inbuilt in all of us. Astronauts who have gone in near-Earth orbits and to the moon have always spoken about it as a spiritual experience. The space travel invariably changes them and has a profound positive impact on their thinking. Part of the reason for our fascination with space and stars could be that some of our ancestors might have come from distant planets, and hence it is somehow embedded in our genetic code. Another reason is that as our technology develops, there is a desire to expand our horizons and vision field and maximize our experience, and space travel is the next frontier. Yet another reason could be the desire to get away from the pains and miseries of this planet Earth and go to other habitable planets which may provide better place to live. This could be the basis of the concept of heaven preached in almost all religions. Thus, leaving the gravity field of Earth and flying into an intergalactic space is somehow deeply ingrained in our brains. But this travel requires huge amount of energy and resources, and with present level of our technology, we have only been able to go into the near Earth orbits and few times to the moon and Mars. Till we have a major breakthrough in jet propulsion technology and materials, we will remain earthbound civilization. Nevertheless, there is enough documentary evidence that we are continuously visited by spaceships or UFOs from distant planets. Obviously, these advanced technological societies have mastered the science and art of intergalactic travel. Eventually, as we make advancements in science and technology here on Earth, we'll also become a space-seeking civilization. However, a simpler and energy-wise cheaper method than spaceship travel is to go via the soul route. Advanced yogis have claimed that by willing one's death, one can use the gravity of sun and moon to help the transmigration of soul to other worlds. For example, Bhishma Pitamah in Mahabharata stayed on the prickly arrow caught for about 6 months before he left his body by will at winter solstice, the time when Earth is closest to the sun. Similarly, Swami Vivekananda studied the almanac thoroughly before deciding when to leave his body. They obviously understood the effect of gravity on human thought and memory. Could be a soul also. Still others have written about space travel during the out-of-body experience, or OBE. Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, had an OBE in which he traveled to outer space. His experiences and vision of Earth as seen from the space and written in early 1940s tallied very closely with what the astronauts reported in the late 1960s. Nevertheless, OBE space travel is transitory in nature and lasts for a few hours. So how is it possible to will one's soul out of the gravity field of Earth? Quantum mechanics might provide a possible explanation. In quantum mechanics, there is a phenomena called tunneling, which says that there exists a very small probability that a tennis ball can tunnel or pass through a thick brick wall. Normally, we do not see such a phenomena because of the mass of the ball, and hence the probability is extremely small, but it still exists. In fact, the probability of passing or tunneling, as it is called, of a ball or an object is inversely proportional to the square root of the mass of the particle and the drag by the environment on it. In this example, it is a brick wall. Hence, the smaller is the mass and drag on it, the greater is the probability of its tunneling through the barrier. Thus, a small particle like an electron can easily tunnel through the wall as compared to the tennis ball. This tunneling effect is not science fiction and is used quite regularly in the design of various electronic devices and circuits. If we extend this analogy to soul, then we can speculate that it can tunnel through the Earth's gravity field provided its mass is very small. This can happen when it sheds all the extraneous memories and becomes a pure thought. Or as Patanjali in his Yoga Sutras says, when sanskars or memories or gunas cease to mutate, the pure Atma remains and ultimate liberation takes place. This must be the critical mass for tunneling, and the ultimate liberation is to get out of the birth-death cycle on this planet Earth. The soul in this state can be speculated to retain the very basic information. It is like having the password and the name ID. It can go to any planet or galaxy for rebirth and access its past information from knowledge space. Another interesting aspect of quantum tunneling is that it is independent of the force or the energy of electron, but only depends upon the drag encountered or the thickness of the drag wall. Thus, a pure soul or Atma can tunnel through the drag of gravity field and that formed by the spirit world, which is made up of memories of departed souls. Hence, if we want to leave the gravity field, then we should try to remove the extraneous memories attached to the pure thought, and that is the whole basis of yoga. I feel that the whole basis of liberation in Indian yogic system is to get away from the gravity field of Earth. This is easier said than done. After all, at the time of death, the lifelong memories are difficult to forget and the soul clings to the body. Nevertheless, if we follow the teachings of Gita, then all our actions should be done in the spirit of karma with no attachment to them. If practiced continuously for a long time, this detachment to the rewards of action may allow us to reduce the mass at the time of death and ultimately get out of the gravity field. Alternatively, we can all work together to make this earth a very nice and hospitable place to live, where the lives of all its inhabitants are emotionally satisfying and sustainable. Then this planet Earth will become heaven that we all dream to reach after death. So when we are born time and again on this planet, then we will not have to spend energy and effort to get out of its gravity field if we make it a great place to live in.